my elder brother. Count Leo Tolstoy, the author of the story, My Elder Brother, was born in 1828 in a family of old Russian nobility. Tolstoy is one of the greatest writers of Russian literature. His most famous novels are War and Peace, Anna Karenina. He has to his credit many short stories and plays also. His work, The Kingdom of God is Within You, influenced Gandhiji so much that he abandoned violence and took to non-violent resistance. A depth Gandhiji acknowledges in his autobiography, calling Tolstoy the greatest apostle of non-violence that the present age has produced. In today's world, full of violence and hatred, Tolstoy's philosophy can kindle in us empathy and inspire us to be tolerant, choose the path of peace, and to live and let live. Old world religions lay emphasis on the virtue of forgiveness. Prashchit, performing atonement and seeking forgiveness, is an important part of Hinduism. The Mahabharata says, "What can a wicked person do unto him who carries a saber, that is, a sword of forgiveness, in his hand?" Islam teaches that Allah is all-forgiving and is the original source of all forgiveness. Christianity says, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. Jesus Christ asked for God's forgiveness for those who nailed him to the cross. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Forgiveness is the most effective tool to conquer even the staunchest enemy. Have you ever listened to bedtime stories told by your grandparents or parents? Adults enjoy reading stories. In spite of our busy routine, we like to snatch some time to read stories as a pastime. The short story is one of the most exciting and important literary forms. A short story is brief and often has an unexpected ending. My Elder Brother is a short story about two brothers, how they initially relate to each other and how a change comes about in their behavior as the story develops. My Elder Brother is a story about two brothers, their relationship with each other, characterized by feelings of love, jealousy, etc., and a change that comes in their behavior towards the end. Valodya and Nikki grew up together in a happy environment. They grew up like friends, studying and playing together despite their age difference. But after a few years, Nikki started developing a complex. He compared himself with his brother and felt he was nowhere compared to Valodya in terms of age, interest, ability, and even studies. He felt Valodya was proud because he believed he was better. Nikki was even more hurt when he realized that Valodya knew what disturbed him mentally but did not understand him. Nikki resented Valodya's ability to have different hobbies and was jealous of his large-heartedness, although Nicky somewhere felt that he may be wrong in assessing his brother's love for him, his own vanity made him feel even more inferior. One day, Nicky broke a bottle of scent which Valodya treasured greatly. He knew how important that bottle was for his brother, but he pretended to smile to show him that he was not bothered. Instead of feeling sorry, he behaved casually. Later, both brothers had a fight and declared they had quarreled for good. After the incident, Valodya was composed and behaved normally, but Nicky remained disturbed and uncomfortable. Valodya, being elder and more responsible, took the initiative of asking Nicky for forgiveness. Nicky realized then that his brother understood him and was touched. Both the brothers shook hands and embraced each other. The two brothers grew up together, sharing a happy relationship. The age difference never came in their way. The elder brother was always loving, helpful towards his younger brother. Jealousy, or a sense of comparison, which gives rise to a complex in one's mind, can mar the best of relationships. To sustain a happy relationship, one must rise above any narrow considerations. The protective attitude of elders should not be misunderstood by the younger siblings as being robbed of their freedom. Many times, mistakes are made unknowingly. One should not hesitate to apologize as soon as one realizes the mistake.